All right, hi. I don't know how you managed to find yourself listening to this podcast. However, I am not a believer of coincidences, and I believe that God has brought you here for a very special reason. I just started recording again because I am in the middle of my quiet time with God, and I just felt this strong leading to share again. This podcast has actually been in my has been placed in my heart for a very long time now, again, to start again, to record again. But I've been putting it off and I've been brushing it off because of many life events, but also because I wanted it to be different from how it was before. I felt like I was just blabbing before, and I was just ranting, and I was just casually sharing without any without any major thing happening in the middle. But God rebuked me and he said, you know what, sharing the word of God doesn't always have to come with a grand gesture. It doesn't always have to be elaborate and planned to the detail, but it has to be led by the Spirit of God, and also with preparation, because preparation is a sign of humility. But here I am again. I'm here not because I just want to record or just because I want to start this again, but because I know and I believe in my heart that this is what God wants me to be doing right now. And just that I want to share is that I have been spending quite a bit of time at home lately, and I thank God, because I've been doing that not because I'm going through something emotionally or mentally, but because I just came from a week-long trip and with my family, which is honestly, I have to say, the best trip I've been to in my life. I love the people that I was with. They were definitely the best company, and the places that we went to, it was amazing. Although the weather did not cooperate and I was breaking out the whole time and my skin was not it, which is fine because it does not erase the fact that I was with the best people, and it was definitely a blessing from God to be able to go to those places. But I've been staying at home lately because I need to recover financially. Your girl will be going back to school in September, and I'm also about to go on almost a month trip soon as well, and there's a lot of things happening, and I just need to stay home, make meals at home, and do the things and catch up with work and stuff like that, like just the practical things of life that I need to take care of. So that's why I've been spending a lot of time at home. And as I've been spending a lot of time at home, of course I thank God, because he's been encountering me and he's been with me all this time, and he brought me, I just finished reading the book of Proverbs, and I just started the book of Ecclesiastes. And in Ecclesiastes chapter, I read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse to chapter 2, and it's so interesting because the wisest king that's ever lived, he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11, "But as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless, like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere." And as a 25-year-old who's trying to still discover life, trying to navigate this whole life thing, and who's still trying to see what's out there, what I can do, what I need to do, what, you know, just things like that. If you read this passage, if you read these two chapters with just your own knowledge and without the leading of the Holy Spirit, and without the Holy Spirit helping you to understand the Word of God, it will come off as kind of depressing. Like, imagine just trying to do all these things perfectly, excellently, doing everything in the right step, in the right order, and then realize, and then reading this, that as I looked at everything I had worked so hard to accomplish, it was all so meaningless, like chasing the wind. There was nothing really worthwhile anywhere. It was worth questioning that, okay, if the wisest king that's ever lived is saying that there's nothing worthwhile anywhere, why should we keep going? Why do we need to work? Why do we need to serve? Why do we need to love if there's nothing worthwhile anywhere? What is the point of living this life continuously? What is the point of striving for excellence? What is the point of everything that we were dreaming? What is the point of dreaming if there's nothing worthwhile anywhere? If everything is just going to leave us, if everything is just going to be gone and be left with a memory, what is the point of all of that? And I thank God because I did not start reading this with just my own logic and with just my own knowledge and me just trying to interpret things. But I thank God because the Holy Spirit was with me as I was navigating, now as I was meditating on this word, and I couldn't help but cry. I couldn't help but cry simply because as I was evaluating my life, of course, I was evaluating my life, and I was looking how my life was going, and going back to when I was born, and then I graduated kindergarten, and I graduated elementary school, and then high school, and then college, and now I'm going back to get my degree, and throughout that whole time, I have had the privilege of knowing God, of being in a relationship with God, and serving God at church, and also and that whole thing has been a huge part of my life. Like you cannot see Paula the same way if that is not included in it. Like, that's a huge part of my life. That's not something I'm willing to let go of. And also all those time, by the grace of God, I have been privileged to be able to work, and to be able to meet different kinds of people, be with different kinds of people, and earn money at that by the grace of God. And now I'm going back to get my degree for social work. And also, because I realize, and the Lord has led me to that as well. But it came to question that, okay, when I finish my degree and I become a social worker, and then I start living out the purpose of God in my life, in and out of church, in church and outside church, and also if it's in God's will for me to get married and have kids and all those things, and then eventually find myself retiring and then dying, all that whole series of events that happened in my life, what makes it worthwhile exactly? What makes everything worthwhile? What is the point of living? And I don't mean to sound very like existential at this moment, but it's what I'm reading. And as I was reading this, I couldn't help but cry, because as I was evaluating my life, I realized that what made everything worthwhile, what made everything worthwhile so far, and what will make everything worthwhile from this point on, is Jesus and Jesus Christ alone. And I know that there's a lot of people who will shut their ears off when they hear the name of Jesus, simply because they just associate Jesus with some sort of religious agenda, some sort of thing that is just a part of their Sunday routine, but not their everyday routine. But as someone who has tried a lot of things to satisfy themselves, and as someone who's craved for love and desires to be loved and to love, as someone who dreams of bigger things, if I tell you my dreams, you'd be like, girl, you sound impossible right now. And I'm fully aware that it's impossible without the hand of God. As someone who is like that, I can honestly say that this, all these things that I'm doing, and all these things that I'm planning, and all these things that I want to do, it will only be worthwhile if it's for Jesus and if it's with Jesus. Because everything else will pass away, everything else will be gone to a memory, but everything that you do with Jesus and for Jesus will make an impact in your eternity. You see, people live their lives here on earth so hard that they don't realize that this is not their home, that this is not it, that there's more to life than our lives here on earth. This is just a preparation for what's about to come, which is our eternal life. And if you're not sure, if you think that you're just going to cease to exist after you die, then that's a lie that the enemy, that Satan, and that this world is trying to fill your mind with. But that's not exactly true. When you die, and I don't mean to sound morbid, but we're all going to die eventually. But when we die, that's when actually life truly starts, because there's eternal life. This eternal life, but what you do here on earth, what you decide here on this life, will determine how your eternal life will play out. So if you're going to live your life here on earth just pursuing things for your own good, for your own happiness, for your own pleasure, then Solomon is right. It will feel like you're just chasing the wind. It will feel meaningless, because it is meaningless, and you will find that there is nothing worthwhile anywhere. But when you decide to follow Jesus and to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will see and you will find that when you pursue Jesus in your studies, when you pursue Jesus as you love your family, when you pursue Jesus in your finances, in your love life, in your ministry, in even in your hobbies, even in your vacations, if you desire to be with Jesus, to live life for Jesus, you will find that everything that is happening to you right now are not meaningless, because it will have an effect not only 5 years from now, not only 10 years from now, 15 years from now, But when you live your life eternally, there's only two ways that your eternal life is going to go out. It's either you're going to be with Jesus in heaven, or you're going to suffer eternal damnation in hell. No one likes to talk about this because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't sound good. But this is exactly what's about to happen. And what you're doing here on earth right now will play a huge part in how your eternal life is going to go out. So what am I saying right now? Do you want to live a life of purpose? Do you want to live a life of meaning? Do you want to live a life that is not just based out of you being happy and being healthy and being, you know, filled with pleasure and filled with vacation and travels? Because there are people who lives only for that. And there are people who only lives for the money, and who only lives to be loved, and who only lives to be this and to be that. And Solomon is saying that everything is meaningless, and there is nothing worthwhile anywhere. But I'm telling you right now that as the Holy Spirit was just leading me to meditate on this, the only way that your life can be lived with meaning and with purpose and with and if you want to find your life being worthwhile, you have to decide to live it with and for Jesus, because then you will realize that every single experience you've gone through, every single thing that you're going through, it's not wasted, and it's all going to have a huge part in how God is molding you to be that man and woman after his own heart. So if you're listening to this right now, and if you're wondering where you're going next, if you're wondering what to do next, I encourage you, whether right now, whether you're listening to this and whether you believe in God or not, just go to a private place. If you have your own room, go to your room. Go to a private place, shut the world off, put your phone on airplane mode, and just start talking to God. Just believe me when I say, just start talking to God. Just say, if you're someone who doesn't believe in God, just say, God, I don't know if you're actually real, but I'm trying out here. So if you're real, can you reveal yourself unto me? Can you open my heart to who you really are? To who you really are. And I can guarantee you with my whole heart, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, that those who call upon his name, he will always hear out and he will always answer. And if you find yourself, you know that there is a God, but you just can't get yourself to take him seriously, you just can't get yourself to not be distracted by the things of this world, I encourage you to do the same thing. Go to a private place. If you have your own room, go to your own room, shut the doors, and put your phone on airplane mode, and just start asking God, you know what? I know you're real, but I've been far away, and you see my heart, and I don't know how my life is gonna play out, but I want you back in my life. I want you back in my life, and I want that to be final. I don't want to wander away from you anymore. And if I'm gonna be honest, I can relate to you so much, whoever you are, because that's been me all my life. I always have seasons. I always find myself in seasons where I'm wandering away. And I'm telling you right now that the grace of God can cover that. You just need to come, just like the prodigal son. He just came back. And you know, he found that when he came back, the father did not even let him run all the way. He met him at halfway. And you will find that with God as well. And if you're someone who is very strong in your faith, who does not wander, and you know, who's been living your life for Jesus faithfully, I want to applaud you, and I want to honor you, and I want to praise God for your life. And I pray, and you are in my prayers, I pray that you will not stop, and I pray that you will keep going, and I pray that whatever the enemy throws at you, you will keep going, and you will keep standing. But also I pray that you will find yourself having a burning desire to spread the word of God to other people, to spread this beautiful, beautiful word that this life is meaningless, this life is worthless without Jesus. But when you let Jesus just come into your heart like that, everything will change, and that change will come and will have a huge factor and will play a huge part in how their eternal life will play out. And I pray, and that whatever you're doing, whether you're an engineer, a pastor, whether you're a you're someone who dances for a living, or whether you're an artist, or whether whatever it is that you find yourself God has called you to be, you can reach where whoever God wants you to reach by just living out the word of God through the life that God has given you. You don't have to copy what other people are doing. You have your own anointing. You can walk on that, and you will find that there will be people that you will be reaching that the greatest preachers on earth, the most famous preachers on earth, will not be able to reach. So I pray and encourage you to just do that. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this. And I thank God most importantly because He is the one that's led you to this. And I pray that this will stir something up in your heart. I pray that this will stir up a change, a desire to change, a desire to get to know Him more. And yeah, have a good rest of your day.